You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Losing my religion, a grace-based faith. And today I want to focus in on that grace-based faith as we're in the second half of James chapter 1. I hope that as you heard this text, you hear the immense amount of grace and gifts and gratitude and generosity that is inside of this text. James is critiquing the kind of religion that had cropped up in his day, not too many years after Jesus Christ had left this earth physically. The kind of religion that ends up happening to you and me when Christ leaves the building physically and spiritually. The kind of religion that James just described as worthless. That transactional-based kind of religion, that rules and regulation-based kind of religion, that kind of religious act that is not based around relationship and connection and community and being alongside of one another, but instead puts our hands up, folds our arms, and says, no, you're not part of this. Because ultimately, that no, you're not a part of this, we end up looking ourselves in the mirror. And you and I go, I don't think I'm a part of this. I don't think I deserve to be a part of this group anymore. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. And so James is trying to correct this kind of religious default that we as human beings almost always fall into. And instead is going, there's a better way. There's a grace-based way. Every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. Ah, such a beautiful imagery of the Father of lights shining this beautiful light upon us, giving us every good and generous gift into our lives. In fulfillment of his purpose, he gave you and I birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of the creatures. Do you hear that, friends? What is your purpose in life? Why are you and I here? Because God, the Father of lights, in fulfillment of God's own purpose, gave you and I birth by the word of truth, by the word of honesty, by the word of light hitting the surface, so that you and I would become this gift, this kind of first fruits. This is harvest language within the Bible, that you and I are the first fruits, the first gift of creation to the rest of the universe. Do you believe that about yourself today? Do you really believe that you're a kind of first fruit as a gift for reality, for those around you, for everything you're going to encounter this week, that you are God's generous gift to the world? You are God's gift to the world. Do you believe that? And if you don't, will you choose to believe that? Choose to trust it. Choose to say, I worship God. And if God's the ruler, if God's the king, if God is in charge, and that's what God is saying about me and saying about you and saying about us, then I have to believe it. I must trust that. That every good and generous gift comes from God. And I'm, wait a minute, what? I'm that gift. You are that gift. We are the generous gifts that come down from God. And when that begins to take place inside of us, friends, we can begin to inhabit a grace-based faith. I don't need rules and regulations. I don't need exclusionary. I don't need to somehow puff myself up and make myself feel good. I am good. God's declared it so. God made me with that intent and purpose. Ah, friends. So then that changes my way of being in the world. I'm not in battle. I'm not at war. I don't have to armor up every time I go out there because I'm trying to protect myself. Instead, oh, you can understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen. Because God made you and I who we are, I don't have to attack. I don't have to be on the defensive. I don't have to use words. No, I can listen. I can be slow to speak, slow to anger. Because let's be honest, as James says, our anger doesn't produce God's righteousness, God's justice, God's right way of making things good in the world. Therefore, rid ourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and instead welcome with meekness the implanted word, that very truth and purpose God has put in you and I, that has the power to save your soul, to save your life, to transform it, to make it into that gift that you and I look around with gratitude and go, wow, God has put me here as a gift for other people. And other people have been put here in my life as a gift to me from God. What if we approached the rest of our day like that? What if we approached the rest of our week with that mentality, with that sense of grace? And then James goes on, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Don't just listen to this and let it be. No, allow it to take root in your life in such a way that it comes bursting out in your actions. Be the kind of people who act, who give, who are grateful, that it's bursting forth all the time. I am doing this kind of grace-based faith. I am living out of this sense that I am God's gift in the world. That I am living out the sense that they are God's gift to me. And so, oh, friends, we live then in abundance and overflow, going out into the circumstances of life, going out into, as we learned last week, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy. And we can do that because we're living out of this sense of generosity and giftedness in our lives. And just so that we're very crystal clear, James ends this text with this. If any think they are religious, but don't bridle those tongues, aren't slow to listen, essentially, and slow to get angry, then they deceive their very hearts. Their religion is worthless. If it's not able to create this kind of space of grace and gratitude and generosity, well, then that kind of religion is absolutely worthless. It leads to death, as we learned in the text last week. And James says, religion that's really pure, that's undefiled before God, is this: caring for orphans, caring for widows, caring for people who are in the middle of distress, caring for people who literally have no one else to care for them. If you want to know what kind of religion is grace-based, it's one where there cannot be a transaction. These folks have nothing to give back to me. It's not self-centered or self-related. Instead, it's looking at someone going, you are God's gift in the world, and no one is seeing that right now, so I will see it. I choose to look at the one who has nothing to give to me and go, guess what? You are God's gift to me and to others and to the world. I'm going to acknowledge that. I'm going to come alongside of it. I'm going to care for you in your distress. And in so doing, friends, we do keep ourselves unstained by the world because we're not in that transactional relationship that we're in the rest of life. We're not all armored up. We're not all on the defense. We're not living in our fears. No, we're living in a grace-based faith that doesn't look at the other person as an enemy or as a competitor, but instead, I'm just here for you, orphan, for you, widow, for you, person out there who might be estranged or stranger to me. And I see you as a gift, and I think my life is a gift from God. And thus, we can be in relationship with one another rather than in a religious transaction with one another. And that transforms everything, friends. Go out into your life this week living a grace-based faith. See yourself as a gift. See every single person you encounter as a gift, and see how it transforms your week.